in the limelight.
Stein Emil Volsett, a professor at the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation, noted, societies will struggle to grow with fewer workers and taxpayers. For example, the number of people working of working age in China will plummet from about 950 million today to just over 350 million by the end of the century, a 62% drop. The decline in India is projected to be less steep, from 762 million to 578 million. In Nigeria, by contrast, the active labor force will expand from 86 million today to more than 450 million by 2100. The researchers forecast these tectonic shifts will also reshuffle the pecking order in terms of economic clout. They predict by 2050, China's gross domestic product or GDP will overtake that of the United States, but fall back into second place by 2100. India's gross domestic product or GDP will rise to take the number three spot, whilst Japan, Germany, France and Britain will stay among the world's 10 largest economies. Brazil is projected to fall in ranking from 8th today to 13th, and Russia from number 10 spot to 14th. We now present you an article written by Marlo Hood. The piece is titled World Population in 2100 Could Be 2 Billion Below UN Projections. The article was taken from the website of Agence France-Presse. Please stay with us for more of Marlo Hood's article. According to a major study published recently that foresees new global power alignments shaped by declining fertility rates and graying populations, the Earth will be home to 8.8 billion souls in 2100, 2 billion fewer than current United Nations projections. An international team of researchers reported in The Lancet, by century's end, 183 of 195 countries, barring an influx of immigrants, will have fallen below the replacement threshold needed to maintain population levels. More than 20 countries, including Japan, Spain, Italy, Thailand, Portugal, South Korea, and Poland, will see their numbers diminish by at least half. China's will fall nearly that much, from 1.4 billion people today to 730 million people in 80 years' time. Meanwhile, sub-Saharan Africa will triple in size to some 3 billion people, with Nigeria alone expanding to almost 800 million by 2100, second only to India's 1.1 billion. The lead author of the report, Christopher Murray, the director of the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington, told Agence France-Presse, "These forecasts suggest good news for the environment, with less stress on food production systems and lower carbon emissions, as well as significant economic opportunity for parts of sub-Saharan Africa." He added, "However, most countries outside of Africa will see shrinking workforces and inverting population pyramids, which will have profound negative consequences for the economy." The study concluded for high-income countries in this category, the best solutions for sustaining population levels and economic growth will be flexible immigration policies and social support for families who want children. Christopher Murray, the director of the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington, cautioned, "However, in the face of declining population, there is a very real danger that some countries might consider policies that restrict access to reproductive health services, with potentially devastating consequences. He added, it is imperative that women's freedom and rights are at the top of every government's development agenda. Social services and healthcare systems will need to be overhauled to accommodate much older populations. The study found, as fertility falls and life expectancy increases worldwide, the number of children under the age of 5 is forecasted to decline by more than 40%, from 681 million in 2017 to 401 million in 2100. At the other end of the spectrum, 2.37 billion people, more than a quarter of the global population, will be over 65 years old by then. Those over 80 years old will balloon from about 140 million today to 866 million. Sharp declines in the number and proportion of the working age population will also pose huge challenges in many countries. Stein Emil Volset, a professor at the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington, noted, societies will struggle to grow with fewer workers and fewer taxpayers. For example, the number of people working age in China will plummet from about 950 million today to just over 350 million by the end of the century, a 62% drop. The decline in India is projected to be less steep, from 762 million people today to 578 million by the end of the century. In Nigeria, by contrast, the active labor force will expand from 86 million today to more than 450 million by 2100. The researchers forecast these tectonic shifts will also reshuffle the pecking order in terms of economic clout. They predict by 2050, China's gross domestic product or GDP will overtake that of the United States, but fall back into second place by 2100. India's gross domestic product will rise to take the number three spot, whilst Japan, Germany, France, and Britain will stay among the world's 10 largest economies. Brazil is projected to fall in ranking from 8th today to 13th, and Russia from number 10 spot to 14th. Meanwhile, historical powers, Italy and Spain, decline from the top 15 to 25th and 28th place, respectively. Indonesia could become the 12th largest economy globally, whilst Nigeria, currently 28th economy in the world, is projected to crack the top 10. Describing the study as outlining radical shifts in geopolitical power, Richard Horton, the editor-in-chief of The Lancet, said, by the end of the century, the world will be multipolar, with India, Nigeria, China, and the United States the dominant powers. Until now, the United Nations, which forecasts 8.5 billion, 9.7 billion, and 10.9 billion people in 2030, 2050, and 2100, respectively, has virtually had a monopoly in projecting global population. The difference between the United Nations and the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation figures hinges crucially on fertility rates. The so-called replacement rate for a stable population is 2.1 births per woman. Christopher Murray said United Nations calculations assume that countries with low fertility today will see those rates increase on average to about 1.8 children per woman over time. He explained, our analysis suggests that as women become more educated and have access to reproductive health services, they choose to have less than 1.5 children on average, adding, continued global population growth through the century is no longer the most likely trajectory for the world's population. Founded in 2007, the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation had become a global reference for health statistics, especially its annual Global Burden of Disease reports.